pretty much what this file does is it makes you willing to do anything for money as long as it's legal. Gay men, gay women, straight women, anything. That's pretty much all there is to it. You'll just find yourself loving, pleasing everyone for money. Anyway,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just totally focused on my voice. Nice and deep and relaxed as you listen and obey and relax and go deeper and deeper. You're going to discover something new about yourself now. You're going to discover that you will literally do anything for money. In fact, you're finding that doing things for money, having sex for money, is something that you enjoy more than anything else. You'll find that having sex when money isn't involved isn't as enjoyable. It doesn't bring you the same thrill, the same excitement. And therefore, you're going to find yourself doing anything for money. You just simply can't help yourself. You can't resist. You just simply do it. If anybody offers you anything, that's when sex feels the best. And it doesn't seem to matter what they offer. You just simply have to do it. If somebody's paying you, you have to do whatever they want, so long as it won't get you in legal trouble or injure you. Those are the only restraints. Beyond that, if they pay you, you are theirs. You will take what they pay you, and you will do any sexual act they demand of you, whether you enjoy it or not. And you'll find yourself enjoying it. That's the worst part. That's the sneaky little part that will dig into your brain. Even though you wouldn't normally enjoy an act, when you get paid for it, you'll find yourself enjoying it. You'll find yourself discovering pleasure in it, because the real pleasure is in being paid. The real pleasure is that being a slut. The real pleasure is in getting paid for sex, being a whore. That's right. Not just a female whore. No, this could apply to men or women. You're a whore because you're getting paid for money. You're a hooker, a prostitute. You're going to prostitute yourself out, and you're going to do it over and over again. It is just going to become more and more natural for you to do so. You won't break the law. You won't do anything that'll get you into trouble. But you are going to use your body to make money, and you're going to find that every time you do it, it makes you a little hornier. It makes you want to do it more frequently, more often. It just seems to be a spiral, a constant spiral of needing to do these things, of wanting to do these things, of having to do these things. And you're just simply trapped in it. You want to sell your body. You want to sell it to whomever will take it. You want to take their money. Their money actually makes you even hornier. Their use makes you hornier. Whenever somebody pays you, it's like a shock straight to your genitals. It just simply wakes them up and puts them in overdrive. And the moment they've paid you, you will do anything for them. It just simply seems right. They've given you money, so you will do whatever they ask. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter if it degrades you, doesn't matter if it's uncomfortable, as long as it's legal, as long as it won't injure you, you will do it, and you will find yourself enjoying it just because they paid you. You need the money. You are a hooker, a whore, and you want these things, and you need them, and you desire them, and you simply have to do it. Your body is for sale. It is for sale to the highest bidder. Even the lowest bidder will get your body just because that is the way it is. You are selling yourself and you are going to do it over and over and over again. It is going to be the only way you can truly achieve orgasm. You just simply have to do it. You have to sell yourself. Each and every time you get a chance, you will go out and you will sell yourself. And you will find yourself hooking your own body to people you know, to people you want to have sex with. You will still want money from them because you want to do anything for money and you only want to do it for money. That's right. It's no longer enjoyable. It's no longer fun if you don't get paid. The money is the little extra spice. The money makes it better. The money makes it more enjoyable. The money makes you want it more and more and more. Dirtier, nastier, kinkier, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they want. So long as they're paying you, it will get your motor running. It will make you need, want, and desire it. You are a prostitute, and you are going to be one from now on, because that's the only way you're going to enjoy sex. That's the only way you're going to enjoy it at all. You will do anything for money. You will sell yourself time and time again. It just simply adds to the thrill. It makes it so much better. In fact, once somebody's offered you money, you cannot turn down whatever desire they may have. You cannot turn them down at all. That's right. You cannot turn them down. Even if you don't want to do it, it doesn't matter. The money cements the deal. If they offer you the money, that instantly cements the deal. Even if you didn't want to do it in the first place, the moment money's involved, you have to do it. You simply must do it because you will do anything for money. You can feel this desire building in you, growing in you, solidifying, driving you. You will do anything for money. You can feel it deep down inside of you. The payment is what's important. And as soon as somebody has offered money, as soon as they have offered you money, you will do anything that they ask, whether or not you wanted to sleep with them, whether or not you desire them, whether or not you enjoy what they're asking of you, you will still have to do it because you are being trained to do anything for money. You are being trained to whore yourself out. And that is exactly what you are going to do. You are going to whore yourself out. You are going to be no better than a lowly prostitute, selling yourself time and time again, because you will do anything for money. You enjoy it. You love it. You need it. You just simply have to do it. Your body is for sale. You are for sale. Each and every day, you are for sale. You are selling yourself out. Selling yourself to the highest bidder, doing anything that they ask, anything that they want, you are for sale. Your body, everything. You will commit any act that they desire as long as it doesn't injure you. You will do any perversion they want so long as it isn't illegal and so long as you will not be permanently hurt. If they want to beat you a little, as long as it's nothing permanent, you'll do it as long as they're paying you. If they want to degrade you, humiliate you, drag you to the floor, it doesn't matter. You may ask for more money, but you will never ask for something completely unreasonable. You will always do it. And if they refuse to pay you more, you will still do it, because you will do anything for money.
and your goal is to get their money from them. You want the most you can get, but even if they offer you change from their pocket, you will still do the act because you are taking money away from them. It goes into your pocket. You may even set it aside. As you do more and more things for money, you exist for that thrill, for that little need, for that desire that burns inside of you. It is a desire that is growing. It's the little thrill. If you've ever been gambling and won, you know what it feels like. You're sitting there, you're playing the slots or whatever, and all of a sudden you make this big score, this big win, and you get the money, and it feels so good that you've won, that you're a winner. Well, that's how you feel. That's how you will feel when you get somebody to pay you. When you get someone to pay you for any sexual act, whether it's just to touch some part of their body or to touch some part of yours, whether it's a blowjob or out-and-out dirty sex tied down and bent over, all of these things are things that you will do. You will do them for money. You need to do them for money. You love being used this way, and you're going to want it more and more each and every time. It just simply is the way it is. You will do anything for money. You love doing it. You need it. You want it. You crave it. You desire it. It simply is who you are. You are a prostitute, and you love selling yourself. You love selling your body to whomever wants it, to whomever makes an offer. Even if you're dating somebody, if somebody else comes along and offers you money for a hand job, you'll give it to them right then and there because they've offered you the money. And once the money is out, you will do it. No matter how dirty, no matter how nasty, it doesn't matter because you will do anything for money. It just simply is who and what you are from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five with a new outlook on sex and a new need burning inside of you. Now, awaken. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.